Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Eliza Vander's Button Box, written by Emily Rodder and read by Wendy Boss. Chapter 1. A Nice Little Pocket. No one saw Eliza Vander arrive in Tidgy Bay that rainy winter afternoon. No one saw her give a pleased little nod at the 5 holiday cabins strung along the road that ran beside the beach. And no one saw her eyes twinkle as they turned to the small pointy-roofed house called Spindrift, which sat at the head of the row of cabins like a mother duck leading a line of ducklings. The sign advertising cabins for rent was almost hidden by a pile of junk and builder's rubble lying between Spindrift and the road, but Eliza Vander didn't seem at all put out by the mess. "This is a nice little pocket," she said. "It should suit us very well." Anyone close enough to hear would have thought she was talking to herself, so it was probably lucky that no one was. Millie Dines was home in Spindrift, but she was in her room, changing out of her wet school clothes and feeling as grey as the day. Millie's father, Rory, was home as well, but he was hammering away in the attic. At the top of the road, where the buses turned to go back to Wide Beach, Peg at the shop had put up her "back soon" notice and roared off on her ancient motorbike with the weekly grocery deliveries jammed into the sidecar. And it was Friday, so Mrs. Meany opposite the shop was making herself unpleasant at the Wide Beach Bridge Club instead of keeping her usual sharp eye on the Tidgy Bay cabins. Even Sultan, Mrs. Meany's black Persian cat, was out of the picture. He'd eaten all the treats his doting owner had left him to ward off starvation while she was away, and had sulked himself to sleep. The rain was still spattering down in spiteful little bursts when Millie came out of her room. She dumped her soggy clothes in the laundry tub and picked her way through a mess of planks and sawdust to the kitchen at the front of the house. The kitchen window was clouded with mist, mixed with plaster dust. As Millie stood at the sink, drinking a glass of water, she idly rubbed a peephole in the mist and looked out. To her great surprise, she saw a strange woman standing on the road with a bulging green bag in each hand. The woman was small, brown and sturdy. A brightly patterned scarf was wound round her head. A long green cloak buttoned up to her chin hung to the toes of her tidy black boots. Her bags were soft and squashy. They would have looked like pillows made of moss if it hadn't been for their strong leather handles. Millie stared. Where had the woman come from? There'd been no sound of a car, and the next bus from Wide Beach wasn't due till 6 o'clock. The woman couldn't have walked far either, not in this weather. She'd have been soaked if she had. Soaked, muddy, and messy, and she wasn't any of those things. She looked very calm and very neat. Neat as a pin, Millie thought, the phrase flying into her mind as if it had been invented just to describe the stranger. At that moment, the woman's eyes met hers, and Millie felt a little jolt, like a tiny electric shock. The woman put down her bags, folded her hands, and waited. Millie ran to the door and opened it. "Hello," the woman said. "I'm Eliza Vander." She looked up at the sky. "It's raining," she added, as if she'd just noticed. Millie nodded. She realised that her mouth was hanging open and quickly shut it. Eliza Vander smiled. Everything around her was damp and dull, but her smile was like the sun coming out. And just then, a patch of blue appeared above her head, and the rain stopped. "Right," she said, with the air of getting down to business. "Now, I need a place to stay where I won't be bothered, so I can finish a very important job. Are any of these cabins free, do you know?"